My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. That was Psalm 34, verse 2. We continue to focus on the entire psalm and go through it verse by verse as we consider how to praise God at all times. Yes, even in 2020. So how many times have we observed someone who boasts about themselves and, in the process, tunes out others and misses out on the richness of what is being shared by others? It's one thing to have healthy confidence rooted in Christ and in the knowledge that our loving God made us on purpose for His purpose. But it's an entirely different matter when a view of self blinds individuals to the awesomeness of God and their need for our incomparable Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Further, the proud ignore the most obvious needs of others and tragically miss out on God's best. As we continue to meditate on Psalm 34, we come to the second verse, which says, again, I'll read it, "My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad." Boasting in God seems rarer in modern society, where people boast of anything, praise anyone, and yet ignore God, who created them. People praise pets, yet may never thank God for creating them. God alone deserves our highest praise. Only allow Christ on the pedestal of your heart. He never falls. Instead, as you humble yourself at His feet, He'll pick you up and carry you. Listen to Him from Isaiah 46:4. "Even to your old age I am He, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and will save." You know, to boast in the Lord requires repentance from pride and other sin which we all battle. Repentance remains integral to the process of turning to God. It is such a relief to repent, so don't postpone it anymore. Then you can experience what it means in Acts 3:19 through 21, which says, "Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets long ago." I love that passage. It also reminds us that Christ is coming back and He is going to make all things right. You know, another amazing aspect is that people who boast in the Lord never risk running out of reasons to do so. Those who humble themselves and know Him know true joy in Him. And did you notice how the humble know how to, as it says in the scripture, hear and be glad? Let each of us choose to boast in God, in who He is. He is holy, infinite, loving, the perfect parent, the most creative, the highest in every category of goodness. No one threatens His throne. He reigns eternally. Christ's victory remains secure. So, yes, let's boast in God and share His love without pausing to see if anyone is looking. Amen? Let's pray. And I'm also going to give an opportunity for anyone who has not yet humbled themselves and repented and turned to Him to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for this opportunity to praise You and to share just how good You are. And Lord, I pray with those who have never received You and Your gift of eternal life in Christ. Lord, we repent of our sins. We turn from our sins. We confess that You are who You are, Savior and Lord, that You died on the cross and rose again for us. And we believe in our hearts that You raised Christ from the dead. And now, Lord, we just put our faith and trust in You. Please save us and use us in any way You want. Help us to boast in You and share You in deed and word everywhere. And Lord, we pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all those listening right now, everything that's on their hearts. Ask for Your best for each prayer request, Lord. We pray for our country, our leaders, veterans, military families, pastors, churches. Lord, please move mightily in our time and send revival and another great awakening in our land. We also ask for protection and deliverance from evil and for Your favor to rest upon us that we may share You, and we just humble ourselves again just at Your feet and declare how good You are. You are God and there is no other. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Intentionally boast in God this week. Listen to Him, love him, and love others while sharing boldly about him.